It is 8 o'clock, live from Birmingham. We are Free Radio.
I'm Mitch Rushton. We'll get the latest on the weather shortly. There are some school closures this morning because of the snow and the roads are looking busy. Stick with us here on Breakfast for updates in just a sec. First, though, we've been hearing early this morning that Brexit talks have taken a big step forward. Theresa May was in Brussels.
Travel update.
With ArnoldClark.com. Search over 18,000 used cars online.
Right, it's getting very busy. School closures coming up as well. What's going on?
Yeah, it's not nice on the roads today. M6 northbound. We've got an accident towards Junction 6 at Spaghetti, causing delays back past Junction 5 at Castle Brom. In fact, they're past 4 now. The M6 southbound really slow towards Junction 6 as well. Delays back to Junction 10 at the Black Country. M5 northbound, you've got a broken down vehicle in the roadworks towards Junction 1 at West Brom, making things slower than usual there. M5 southbound, there's an accident on the exit slip road at Junction 3 for Hales Owen. One lane blocked there. Slow traffic on the main carriageway is right down to Junction 4A at the M42. Northfield, you've got delays on Bristol Road heading into the city at Bell Hill with queues from the M5. Delays on the main road between Hagley and Hales Owen and Hagley and the M5, and trains between Stourbridge and Droit, which have been cancelled, delayed or revised this morning because of a signal fault. Also trains through Samwell and Dudley delayed by 15 minutes because of vehicles hit the railway bridge. Anything else? 01216 54 54.
School closures, if you're waiting for them, you can find the entire list on our website. It's on the front page, freeradio.co.uk. More's just been added in the last few moments. Mary Elliott School in Warsaw, Baskersville School, Rubery Nursery School, Arrow Vale RSA Academy, amongst those added to the list. Like we say, you can get the full one on our website.
Travel update
with ArnoldClark.com. The best deals guaranteed. Head online for details.
Charlie Puth, How Long on Free Radio. This is Dan and Naomi. Hope you're good. School closures on the website, freeradio.co.uk. It is a busy one. The roads are busy. Loads of the schools are closed. Lots of people's plans for the day have just been changed.
Mm.
Children going into work.
Kids at the Christmas market later.
Little
ones.
The Christmas market will be full of teachers. You know, it would be. Right? If I was a teacher and I was like, what? No,
wait,
I haven't got work today.
What are you doing here, Mrs. Hitchens? Day off, was it?
I think that some of the teachers still have to work, though, don't they? My mum was a teacher. I remember when the schools closed. It's like she still had to go in, and I'm just like, nah, 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 nah.
Stories, music, life. BBC WM 95.6. Radio for the West Midlands.
It's the All You Need Breakfast Show, the best breakfast show in the West Midlands, with me, Alex Lester, and the team here on BBC WM. Snowing heavy in Winston Green, says Paul, and Pango, Rob and Christian are heading to Coventry. They say it's lobbing it down in Stonebridge. Tell us what the weather's doing where you are. We've got the news now with Lou at 8 o'clock.
First this morning, Brexit talks. We'll move on to discuss how. Next, as you're probably aware, snow is falling in parts of the West Midlands this morning. We have reports of it coming down quite heavily and sticking in Wolverhampton, Bilston, Redditch and Rubery, and some quite hazardous driving conditions in Briley Hill. Some schools have closed. You can see a list on Twitter. Head over to at BBCWM.
Alex Lester at breakfast on BBC WM 95.6.
Good morning, but we have our love to keep us warm, don't we? That's the way. We'll give you everything you need on the programme, including all the latest school closures. Do some of those in a moment. Quite a long list actually coming in and growing, but we'll keep you posted on all the important things. Let us know as far as the weather is concerned where you are. Cornflake sized snowflakes in Dudley. He's measured them, and says Jay. Side roads and pavements are beginning to cover. Snowing heavy in King's Heath and Bearwood, says Emily in Bearwood. Keep that information coming in, then we can pass it on to other people. Okay. We've got problems on the M6 North this morning, and also just give us a call 03453 009956. Send us a text, start it with WM8133. We're also talking Chris. Becky, good morning to you. You're on the M5, I gather.
No, I was, but I'm not now.
Oh,
I'm
good.
I'm on the M5.
All right.
And it's quite slow. It was snowing really heavy on the M5, and as you join the M42 at Junction 1, it was quite slow, and they were spreading salt there too.
Was it improving by the time you got off the motorway then?
No.
Oh, right. Okay, where are you now?
I'm driving really slowly, obviously you're on Bluetooth, up the Birmingham Road.
Right, okay. How long has it taken you?
I'm looking at nearly an hour.
Right. How long does that journey normally take you?
probably about half an hour, 45 minutes in good traffic.
Yeah, so it's taking twice as long, really. Becky, be careful out there. What's the rest of the traffic like? Is it going very slowly along with you?
Yes, yes.
All right. No sign of any accidents, I hope.
I can see a car with a hazard on, but I don't think it's an accident. I think they've just broken down.
Fair enough, because, of course, that, nothing tests your car like the snow, is there? Becky, drive safely, and I hope you get to your destination fairly quickly. Thanks for calling us.
Thanks, bye.
Right, bye. And let's have a look through some of these school closures, actually. Briar School in Dudley is closed. Willenhall, Lanehead Nursery, Rosedale Infant, Shortheath Junior, Wheelie Castle Nursery School is closed. Phoenix Collegiate in West Brom, Quinton Church Primary, Nonsuch Primary School, all closed. Welsh House Farm Community School in Quinton. Kidderminster Academy, Stourbridge College Centre of Sporting...
Staying cold today. A lot of sunshine around there, mostly dry. Same again for tomorrow, but then Sunday, it all changes. Heavy snow is possible. Brace. Snowy Sunday. It's going to be really festive, but then Monday morning is going to be horrible. More snow flurries Monday morning. We'll have the travel for you every 20 minutes. Any schools that are disrupted in any way as well. Keep it Hallam FM. If you're in South Yorkshire, keep it us. Right, 11 minutes past 8. Let's give away a grand.
And parts of Greater Manchester had a flurry of snow earlier. It was enough to close Snake Pass, though. It hasn't stuck in most places. And the main problem we're seeing on the roads is ice. Be extra careful. There's more news and sports on our website.
We should update you as well. Because of the snow, we currently have issues with our 95.3 FM transmitter. That's feeling a bit chilly at the moment, for those in South Essex. You can try and retune 103.5 or DAB. Alternatively, it's 1530 or 765 medium wave. Engineer Chris is aware of the issue.
Yeah.
And he's working on it.
DAB Digital Radio. Online at swanseysound.co.uk and on 1170 medium wave across South West Wales. This is Swansea Sound.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Lauren Jones. There's a warning that rural parts of Wales could be cut off because of heavy snow. An amber alert is in place for mid and north Wales. Meanwhile, roads in some parts of Swansea and Neath are flooded because of heavy rain. Sky's weather presenter Isabel Lang says it's a mixed bag of weather today.
A landy depression that's come in from the southwest. So, in fact, it's not just bringing snow, but heavy rain to the south this morning, a bit of a lift in temperature, and gales. So, you know, there are wind warnings in force because the gusts are up to 60, 70 miles an hour at the moment around Bristol and the south coast.
Well, it's as flights have been temporarily grounded at Birmingham Airport as workers clear the runway of snow. The advice from Cardiff Airport and Arriva Trains Wales is to check your journey before you travel.
Oh, boy, what a great one that is. Sound of Silence, and it's Steve Dewitt here on Swansea Sound. Good morning, I'm with you through until 2 o'clock, and let's just update you on the traffic news. We'll be hearing from Stuart in about 10 minutes, but there's flooding on the approach of the Glyneath interchange, the A465. The road is still passable, but be aware of that. Heads of the valleys, if you're heading in that direction towards Bryn Mawr, the roads are snow causing problems there on the Heads of the Valleys Road, the A465. A48 eastbound flooding, the road is passable between M4 Junction 46 Llangefelach and M4 Junction 44 Llansamlet. Brinterial Hill outbound in Bridge End, there's problems there. It's busy but moving because of the traffic lights. And as we've mentioned, Sketty Cross. Brian called us to tell us that the cross itself, in all four directions that are approaching the Sketty Cross, there's traffic lights there causing problems, portable traffic lights for roadworks. So try and avoid that area if you can. Mumbles Road is also very, very busy, and there are problems because of standing water at the bottom of Sketty Lane, between Sketty Lane and Black Pill. If you spot anything, let us know, of course. If it's safe and legal, you can do that on the jam line, 01792 89303. It's 12 minutes past 11.
BBC Radio Bristol.
BBC News at 11 o'clock with Joanna.
Heavy falls of snow are continuing to cause disruption for travellers in the west as well as other parts of southern England, the Midlands and Wales. Police in Gloucestershire and North Wiltshire are asking people not to drive unless absolutely necessary because of a number of collisions. Flights at Birmingham Airport have been suspended while snow is cleared from the runway. Ben Rich of BBC Weather says many areas are affected.
Hereford, High Wycombe, Coleshill, which is in Warwickshire, have seen significant accumulations of snow already. Hence the warnings. There will be ice as well, so poor driving conditions, cancellations on the railway seem quite likely. And then what we also have to the south of that is those very strong winds, 60, 70, 80 mile per hour wind gusts in exposed spots.
This is Essex's radio station. This is BBC Essex.
Good morning. Essex Police are now warning residents not to travel unless it's absolutely necessary because of the continuing snow. Several inches have fallen in some parts of the county. A number of roads are closed. Chief Superintendent Ewan Wilson has told this programme that people should stay indoors.
The message has got to be really, really clear, and I'd really extend this to all of your listeners, please. Unless it is absolutely necessary, please do not leave your home and try and drive. The roads out there, stating the obvious, are treacherous at the moment, and we really would appeal to everybody to understand that it is extremely dangerous out there. So please, unless you absolutely have to, do not drive at the moment.
Stansted Airport says it's currently closed its runway while crews clear snow and ice from the tarmac. BBC Essex travel reporter Claire Sharp says there are a number of problems around the county.
Visibility is just horrendous at the moment. You really need to be careful. We've got several accidents causing problems across the counties. It's looking really, really slow just everywhere at the moment, so please do take care.
BBC Essex listener Wendy has told this programme that she's having major problems getting from Basildon to Chelmsford.
I've been sitting on the A130 now for 2 hours. Not going to get to work. Right, I left home at 8 o'clock and I am sitting on the A130 past Rettingdon, just past the Rettingdon turn-off, going towards Chelmsford, watching three lanes of traffic when there's only two lanes, watching people going up to the A130 and all the lorries and all the cars that are trying to get round everybody else are all getting stuck.
And Dave, who's from Brentwood, has told the Essex Quest that it's particularly snowy there.
I think being Brentwood built on a hill, virtually every approach into Brentwood High Street is a problem. Brook Street Hill, traffic can't get up. I've tried coming round through the Homesteads estate and I'm stuck. Anywhere that there's a hill, you've had it.
In other news from BBC Essex, a motorist has died following a road crash near Rayleigh. A man has been
Barry
arrested.
Lewis. Yeah, hello, good morning.
We've just been outside. It's a bit slushy now. We're wondering if it's starting to melt a little.
It's still snowing quite gently, but it's quite damp. Blind. It's wet. Ooh. So still lots and lots of snow out there, but we just heard a report from Kent where it's turned to sleet, so that seems to be heading in this direction.
Oh, is there? So maybe it's going to ease a little after midday or something.
So it's nice for us getting home, but you want to get home and play with your kids. In the snow,
I know, and I'm worried that the snow will be gone.
I know, and it'd be terrible.
Lots of calls about the snow and about where.
On FM, online, on your mobile, and on digital radio. This is Heart. 11 o'clock. Here's the latest.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Chantal Thompson. Essex Police are now saying don't go out unless you absolutely have to. Heavy snow has grounded flights at Stansted Airport as they try to clear the runway. Forecasters say there's a good chance that some rural areas could also be cut off. There's likely to be even more problems getting around tomorrow, though.
When the snow falls, it's quite fresh snow, it's quite powdery, but through the course of the night, especially once we start to get traffic on Monday morning, the snow will turn quite icy, so an increased risk of ice then for the start of the new working week.
That's Mark Wilson from the Met Office. There's also some disruption on the roads because of the snow, with queuing traffic on the M11 between junctions 6 and 7.